Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I am bringer of death, the ender of all things. Things that are light, laughter, pain, past, present, future, squirrely with little diagonal intersection interstices where going to the combined output of potentiality, throwing through the mysteries of life's journey, going down that riverscape of existence into the cloudy abscess of the sky, falling like tears, dripping with fears, screams, splattering in the evening, scattering, showering, shattering, breaking the minds of everyone near, everyone far, however they go, whether game by horse or by car. It's all just blood and dust, crumbling to the ends of the batter as it gets mushed into the cookie dough of life, sticking to the bones, sticking to the homes, sticking to the mind and soul and bodies of everyone on the polyglot combined of existence, throwing time, space, matter, energy, squiggly other bits and squirrels, and water. I don't know why water. Why water? What the hell is with the water in this? I am death, bringer of all ends. I hit shit with sticks. Hi, EW.
Hit it hard.
That's my new intro.
I see. I was trying to come up with something to match with whatever you left it as, but yeah.
No. Left what as?
I am far from a poet.
What, huh? I said hi, that's all I said.
Yeah, huh?
I just said hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing peachy as hell. It's good. And got my weather, got my cone. I got growing things. I don't actually, buds on the tree on the side of the outside of the world are starting to actually grow, and it's looking pretty good. It's going to grow, and it's going to have big leaves, and the apple tree is going to probably sprout some apples soon. And I won't eat any of those apples because they're weird.
I got something for you.
No, I got cookies.
I popped into a comic book store this week.
What'd you get?
Well, I didn't pick up, but I wish I had the money too.
Why didn't you pick it up then?
Because it was a little too expensive.
No. Yeah. I can get it cheaper.
No, it was one of the first issues of the X-Men.
Mark has a comment for you in the chat. Is it the first issue?
That's what I was trying to figure out when I could not get close enough. According to them, yes, it was if not number one, it was one of those.
Well, if it was number one in a mint condition, that's a $45,000 comic book.
Well, the guy that wanted us to buy it was wanting us to pay upwards of few thousand.
Yeah, that's what I said. Issue number one of X-Men is on standard pricing guideline of about $40,000 in near mint condition. It scrolls down in value depending on how the quality of it is. Much fun. Fun. More fun than somebody shaking a tiger. Why are we shaking tigers? Are we still here? Is this thing still on? Do I have the center of the universe?
Do you?
I do. The universe is mine. And I hear you echoing.
No, I don't hear you echoing at all.
I do.
No.
If I hear it, that means my machine hears it.
You hear nothing.
Echo. I hear echoes.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I'm just saying I hear echoes. Now I don't hear no echoes. So if a bear falls in the forest, will I laugh my arse off? Oh, yes, most likely.
Yeah. Well, that's the way to do it.
Well, yeah, hell yeah. Hell in a handbasket.
I wouldn't have considered this to be really that valuable because it really had a yellowish tint to it.
Okay, so it tinted probably then lowers down to the gray to about 5 or 6, so probably about a
$8,000 or $7,000 comic.
Dad, I mean, because it really looked like you couldn't, pull
really
it out.
Depends on how bad.
Well, by the looks of it, it looked like you couldn't touch it. Period. I mean, it just looked like it was just face value. Now,
was it sealed in a hard acrylic thing?
No, it wasn't. It was in.
Was it in a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Ah.
I know. I hate that.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, rented beer.
Hey, I had to ask this question, though, and you would know that. Didn't I see something about it's free comic book weekend coming up?
Was free comic book weekend last weekend.
Yeah, I wondered why the place was packed.
Yes, that's why it would be packed. Everybody's gobbling. I want my free comic. I want my free comic. I want. What do you want? I want that one. What kind? Well, there's 50 of them to choose from.
Yep.
I got mine.
What'd you get?
Oh, crap. You want me to try and remember those?
Oh, I thought you had
I got mine. You know, because of what I do, I actually got mine before the comic book day. Zine Scopes, Grim Fairy Tales one, Uber's one, Fortune's End, the new DC crossover series that's coming out. Crap, there was 10 of them. Oh, can't remember them all.
Well, that's a start.
Uh-oh, I think Jack missed Free Comic Book Day. Sorry, Jack, but it was like last weekend. Yeah. If you go to your comic book shop and they actually still have some, they might still give them one. I do. Well, my place is, I did it. I carried it through to Sunday. Yes, I did. I did.
Yeah.
I'm nice.
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's an interesting event, depending on which one you go to.
Well, it's like crack. That's what it's all modeled after the crack model.
Uh-huh. What I mean?
It's like give them one for free, then they'll like it. It's like then they'll get hooked, and they'll have to buy them all. It's like crack.
More.
Ooh, Zombie Tramp was one of them. Yes, ha ha.
Ah.
Oh, dude, Zombie Tramp is one of my favorite comics out there. It's just cheesy, wacky fun.
Gotcha.
She's a tramp, and she's a zombie. Zombie Tramp.
Ah.
Yeah. But it is Wednesday. What does that mean? It means we got comic books.
Yes. What is on the comic book list today?
I got me 2 inches of comics today.
Wow.
That's pretty much my take every week now. It's like, crap, I got too many comic books. All right. 68, Rule of War. It's another, of course, it's a zombie series. 2 covers, because, you know, I'm crazy. I get all the covers. Oh, Grim Fairy Tales, number 97.
Oh, they're coming up on 100.
That is the big lead up in their series that they're doing right now called The Age of Darkness, where it is working towards issue number 100, where there shall be a humongous, special, spiffy, extra diffy kind of woo issue.
But the question is, what happens after 100?
Then comes issue number 101.
Yeah, well, I know that.
Okay. Right. Moving on to... Oh, she's got a really big sword. We've got Original Sin and Original Sin. And I just realized they're 2 different comics with the same gosh darn name.
And the whole time you thought you were getting 2 covers.
When I was checking it off, I thought I was getting 2 covers. No, it is 2 covers. Okay, that's good. Whew. I was getting worried. Not really all that worried, but it's, who shot the Watcher? Why do you give away the plot line? It's the beginning of the freaking cover, and they say, who shot the Watcher? And if you're a Marvel person, you know who the Watcher is, and if you're not a Marvel person, you don't care who the Watcher is. Next one, Caliban, number 2 from Avatar Press. They make some weird stuff, and this qualifies, and it's issue number 2. 2 covers, because I got to get all my covers. Actually, I didn't get all the covers, because with the Avatar stuff, they usually put out like 5 or 6 different covers, and they get weird.
Okay.
Those covers are weird anyways. I like them. Aha! Next up is Bad Blood, issue number 5 of 5. This one from the talented Jonathan Mayberry.
Oh, yes, yes.
We've got us a freaky arsed issue because it's like, wow, we didn't see that coming at the end of last issue. Ha ha! Now I've got to find out what the hell happened.
Ah.
Next up, Iron Fist, The Living Weapon. Oosh. Issue number 2.
I like sound effects there.
I come and provide my own sound effects. Like, it's the way I just, it's all part of the package. I roll with it. It's like, it's go, rolling. Keep those comics rolling. Next up is Satellite Sam by Matt Fraction and Howard Chaykin. Issue number 8. I thought when I originally started buying this and reading this, it was going to be a 6-issue miniseries. Guess what? I was incorrect. But this series is actually about the beginnings of television. It's set in the old goody days of the 50s or whatever, when TV was just starting out and getting really, you know, all those sci-fi serials and stuff. And right. The one guy died on set, and it's his son trying to find out, well, what the hell really was going on with his dad's life. And all that other stuff. Hey, somebody's doing Slipstream. I don't know who it is. I wonder what it is. Reality. Who cares about reality? Reality's an illusion anyways. Moving on. Ferrest, subset of Fables from Vertigo. I love the Ferrest series. It's all about some of the oddest little people. Well, I wouldn't say they're little. Cinderella is, by the way, a spy. I love Cinderella in this series. She's just fun. Issue number 26.
She would be the best spy of all of them.
She would be. What does she do? She has a shoe shop, and she's a spy! The best kind of cover you can possibly buy.
Oh, you mean she's not a cleaner?
No, she's... Well, she's... She's kind of a mix between cleaner and closer.
Ah.
She's kind of like, she does all the odd jobs as well, but she doesn't go out and cap anybody. Like, that's not her purpose. She's right. More of a rescue, find information. I'm just going to mess stuff up. She's that.
Uh-huh.
And a ball of wax.
Interesting.
Ooh, somebody else is doing Slipstream Night. I don't know. Next one up, Moon Knight, because he's one of my favorite Marvel characters. One of my top 10, as it were. This one, done by Warren Ellis. I like where he's going, and that's only the third issue now. Yeah. Next, we have Red Sonja, number 9. Of course, multiple covers, 3 of them. Pretty comic-y, pretty cover. Nice cover.
Uh-huh.
One issue that I've been looking forward to for a while, it has the very important words on the front of it called For Mature Readers. I'll get to that eventually when I get mature. It's called Revenge. It is a messed up series. I swear to God, it's a messed up series. There's a lot of people being flayed and having their skin taken off, and it's like, what the hell? And moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, to those people who have, in the comic book world, remembered the words Chaos Comics, they're back. They're back good.
Back.
Chaos is first issue, number 1. 4 covers, because I'm that guy, I have to have all the covers, and I think I have said that 4 times now in tonight's show so far. But that is the way I roll, and I will continue to roll, because Evil Ernie, Purgatory, and Chastity. I love those characters. They are some of my favorite comic book characters. And I don't know if you're familiar with Chaos Comics, but I'm really concerned as to why Lady Death is not in that series, because she was a pivotal character from Chaos Comics from long time back.
And maybe they're just, since they're starting over, maybe they're going to bring her back later.
I think it's more along the lines that there's another comic book company that actually has the rights to Lady Death.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Because Chaos Comics kind of disappeared about 10 years ago. They just went, boop, poofed, disappeared. Went out of business. One of the main guys kind of passed away, I think it was. And it's just creative energy. Darkness, shadows, down there. So.
I want to see you make a comic book.
I am actually working on it. I want to make one. I just got to find some artist people that fit and suit the type of artwork I want to see in it.
Right. There's a lot of good artists out there, though. I can't deny that.
Are you kidding me? There are a shit ton of good artists out there. Yeah. People ranging from pure pencil line art to full-on paint and digital art as well. There's a lot of them. I see a lot of artwork. I like it. I like a lot of it. And then I like not some of it. And I use my gooder English there. Like not some of it. Watch it. Wondering. Kill the troll! Wait, what? There's a troll?
Where?
Oh my god, they've got a cave troll! Wait now, who the hell's Cardinal Fang and who's bringing me... I have my own... dudes, What are you guys doing? I have my comfy chair. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he has a troll messaging. Okay, that's what it is. I had to read three more up there.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, that's what it was. Oh, well. Wait a sec. Didn't I have in my one story that I was rambling on one of something about it? Yes, I did. There was a troll underneath the bridge that Princess Penelope had to kill. Well, she didn't have to kill, but she did kill it.
Penelope?
No, Penelope.
Uh-huh.
The one that I couldn't pronounce with Penelope. Dude, have you ever written a word, read a word, and looked, that doesn't sound right?
Yes, multiple times.
That doesn't sound right. And then you get used to the word sounding, oh, that sounds like this, do-do-do-do-do. Then you meet somebody later on, and they say the words like that. That's not right.
That's not the word.
That what word? What the hell are you saying? What does that word mean you are using? It means this. Oh, no. You're pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yep.
It's not thyme. It's time. I was actually pronouncing that one always correctly because it's like I always pronounce the time.
I always called it thyme.
Well, for the first couple of years in my head, I called it thyme. Then I heard my English teacher say it was time. It's like, oh, okay, so that H is silent.
And people wonder why the English language is the hardest language out there.
Not the hardest, one of the hardest.
The hardest.
It is not the hardest.
What do you think's the harder?
Dude, have you tried to learn Cantonese?
No, the people who grew up in speaking Cantonese have no problems with it whatsoever.
Yeah, and the people who grew up speaking English don't have no problem with speaking English either.
I still have a problem with it from time to time.
Yeah, but that's because you're a...
Bow. Time.
It also scares me, Jack, that you remember the whole Penelope troll bridge thing and the zombie pig and the... I'm not going any further with it. One of these days I'm going to dig that up.
He's ghostwriting the book of it.
Who? Jack?
Yeah.
No. Jack's writing his own books. He's got a couple going on.
Well, speaking of comics...
No!
Yeah, okay. I had to do this one.
What?
I did do movies this week.
Yes?
But when you were mentioning the comics, it hit me and I remembered... in this particular one movie called Rise of the Fellowship, they actually did a bunch of comic type strips in there to do transitioning, which was really cool in a sense. The movie wasn't all that, it's not a 5-star movie, so to say.
No.
No.
Don't tell me that it's not. I'm not going to watch it then if it's not a 5-star movie.
Yeah, whatever. Just I know the movies you watch. Don't even go there.
Hey, speaking of movies, because now we're moving to movie land, because Comic Land finished.
Right.
Now we're moving to movie land.
Uh-huh, yes.
You watched a couple movies, I heard.
I did. Quite a few.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Dude, seriously?
You can't sleep at night, you do something.
Dude, who sleeps at night?
Uh-huh.
Who sleeps?
Uh-huh.
I sleep like maybe 2 hours a night.
And then how many during the day?
None during the day.
Uh-huh.
I don't have time for that crap.
I would do a heck of a lot more if I... Yeah. Anywho, so no, I did watch this one called Rise of the Fellowship. It was a kind of like a Lord of the Rings meets gamers, but it was about the, these guys being in a competition for the online game Lord of the Rings. So... And they had some interesting twists in it and spoofs and so forth. It was not the greatest of films, but like I said, it was fun to watch.
Okay.
One that you and I started mentioning before the show was Dead Before Dawn.
Oh, I've seen this movie, and I have talked about this movie before.
Yeah, I was not expecting it. See, when I started to watch it, I saw Christopher Lloyd was in it.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it didn't hit me until later. I was like, I recall you mentioning this film.
Yes.
So, and it was kind of good.
It's a quirky, fun little movie. It's not high camp. It's not high art. It's not, oh, look, they've gone and really turned the corner of cool and, like, they're pushing that boundary and stuff. It's like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good little twist on zombies. They don't go for your brains. They just want to give you hickeys.
That was... well, they did eat you, too.
Well, Death by Hickey was... kind of, to me, was the fun part. And then the one girl said, with the extra little twist, if you French kiss them, they become your slave.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was funny. And, as I mentioned, it was a Canadian movie. And, as I think I also mentioned when we were off, at the beginning of the show, before, the show started actually recording and all this other stuff, it was also, the first 3D Canadian movie.
Yeah, I think I would have appreciated this one in 3D.
Boing, boing. No, they didn't have too much of that.
No, I wasn't thinking that part, but now that you mention it, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. But, and, any others?
Oh, yes.
Now we're not going to talk about all of them, though.
No, I'm just going to mention one more.
Okay.
Our friend of TMV Cafe, Miss
That one.
Yeah, I got to watch one of her films this week, and it was called The Haunting of Whaley House. Now, again, I thought when I started to check this one out, I wasn't sure because I knew already in from the get-go it was a B film. But when you start watching it, it looks far from a B film.
Well, B films as a identifier is kind of a misnomer. B means one of two things, depending on how the movie is approached. B as in bad but okay, or B as in not big budget.
Well, it's definitely not big budget.
Because you can have a good, freaking awesome movie without having a big budget. And without being camp as well. You can have serious, hardcore, scary movie. Like Dog Soldiers is a great movie to watch. It doesn't have a lot of special effects because it saves it just for a couple of parts. And then you can have just scary, ooh, look, darkness, weird, city, ooh, woods, good, scary stuff.
Well, there is some really good jumpy moments in here. I do love, though, somebody in here has the nerves to give them the review of the acting was horrible. I could not stop watching this train wreck of a movie is what their review was. If you thought it was so horrible, why'd you keep watching? But I mean, it's got mixed reviews. But for the most part, on my side, I gotta say it was really good. I was really impressed.
Okay.
And Maria's character, oh yeah.
Was she a bad girl or a good girl?
I'm not gonna say.
Okay, fine. So you have
to watch the movie.
It's one of those plot twist giveaway things. You can't say it, or else they'll kill you.
Well, what the mentality of the film is pretty much this girl is working at this house, which is supposed to be the most haunted house in that area, and so her friends want a tour of it. So they do a private nighttime tour, which is one of the rules of do not enter the house at nighttime. And so they did.
Because, that's when you have to go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they did, and the story begins from there, and it's pretty good. I was actually impressed. I really was really good. Worth watching, and yes, I have watched a heck of a lot more, and that's why he said don't.
Okay, so now I'm going on to the two movies I watched this weekend. Yes, I know that the very first one I mentioned is going to make Jack jump up and say, no! Because I know he's already going to say this, because he's already said it.
Uh-oh. Okay,
so 300, Rise of an Empire.
Dun, dun, dun.
Something like that. On its own, it was an okay movie. Trying to connect it to the mythology that it's based upon, trying to connect it to the mythology that it's supposed to wrap its twisted little head around, just blows you right out of the water. It's like, no! It doesn't work like that. No, it didn't. No, the Persians did not have big tankers full of oil shooting tankers where they just set that on fire on the ocean. They did not do that. It looked cool, but they didn't do that. Xerxes was not a freaky little whiny bunt that walked into the desert and then found himself and came back a god. Well, something like that, but not the way that they portrayed it. Mm-hmm. I agree with Jack's previous assessment that I read on it that he put on. It's like, what the hell's with all these slow-mo fight scenes? Like, boom! Boom! They have these whole fight sequences where it's like, okay, slow motion, speed up! And a lot of it. It's done to death in this movie. It's really lame the way they put that in there. The storyline ties very well to the first movie. It really does. If you're a huge fan of the first movie, you'll probably like this movie somewhat. But if you like the original movie because it was connected to a really good graphic novel and it was connected to at least some elements of mythology and it kind of tried to stay close to it, this movie doesn't even come close to it.
Interesting.
Okay. Now, the leader of the Persian naval force, for lack of a better word for it, she's hot, and there's no way in hell that in Persia she would ever have been able to get to do that. Not even close.
No, according to the timeline that it was supposed to be, yeah, you're right. Women were never leading.
A very male-centric society. It was the whole area in which, yeah, you're wearing a veil, lady. That's it. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I liked her. I liked the character she played. She played crazy quite well. She played psychotic, crazy, weirdo. Woo! Wow. So well. It was believable. My favorite scene in the movie is actually kind of odd and quirky because here you've got two armies. Let's go talk. Okay, tell him to come onto my boat. He's safe, whatever. And then what do? They get it on. And it's a violent, kind of sexual, kinky kind of get it on. And it's like, okay, this is really awkward and unnerving, but it's like in the middle of the freaking movie and whatever. And so they're moaning and doing the groaning and thing, and everything's going on in the room. And the two guards outside of the room, complete deadpan silent, just glance at each other, glance back. I was like, okay, whatever. It was funny. The rest of the movie, it's pretty predictable. It's like, oh yeah, they win, but didn't win, but did win, but didn't win, it did. Okay, whatever. Visually pretty. Obviously, definitely all CG, definitely all green screen and everything else like that. It's so done to death now. After they set the bar with the first 300 movie, it's like, really? No. So, that was 300 Rise of an Empire. My rating on it is like, okay. Am I going to rush out to buy it as soon as it comes out? No.
Probably not.
Will I pick it up as a bargain bin things like $10 on Blu-ray? Sure, I'll pick that up. But that's about it. Second movie. Much better than the first.
Okay.
47 Ronin.
Yes. I said his name before the movie, now I can't remember it.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. This is
how are you talking about this movie? You haven't even seen the movie.
that you know of.
You said you didn't see it yet.
Yeah. That you know of.
You said you didn't see it yet.
I've seen a couple of these new movies of his that
he's only got the two.
There's a third.
What's the third?
I don't remember the name of it. It's
not Seventh Son, is it?
Which one?
Seventh Son?
It might actually be the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he's got a bit part in that. He's not actually a main part of the movie, if I think that's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, but isn't he the director of it?
He might be the director of it. Yes. Keanu Reeves. I spelled that wrong, I'm sure of it. Oh, no, I didn't. I got it right.
I was going to say, because he's been doing a lot more directing as of late, and what I thought was funny at first was that he kept putting himself in there.
No, he's not Seventh Son.
No, he's not?
No.
Okay.
Director, he's only got one credit, Man of Tai Chi. That's it.
Wait, he doesn't have the director credit on this one?
Nope. 47 Ronin. Director is Carl Rinsch. That's right. He's done some other cool stuff.
Yeah, this is supposed to be Keanu Reeves' film. Unless he's does it list him as producer?
Doom, 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 no, it does not list him as producer.
Wow. I'm in shock because this is supposed to be, when I saw this film first announced, it was billed as his film.
Well, he is definitely the main guy in this movie. And I'm just scrolling through, seeing if I can find anything else about him being any other part. Oh, it's won some awards. Oh, nominations. Whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Cast and crew. Yes, that's it. That's what I want to see. Writer? Nope. Director? Nope. Actors? Yeah. Produced by? Nope. He's not in the producers list. Nope. Not in second director's list. Not in makeup. There's a lot of makeup people in this movie.
Yeah, in a lot of different films, depending on what the films have.
Holy
yes.
Crap! There's a shit ton of art directors in this movie.
Oh, you're gonna hate me for who I did miss this weekend.
You missed?
I missed. I did not know he was here this weekend. And
Bruce Campbell?
No. Yeah, I would say he is probably your all-time favorite person in the world.
Highly doubt that.
George Romero?
He's not my high-time favorite person in the whole tight world.
What?
No.
No?
No. I'm my favorite all-time favorite person in the whole wide world. Dude, seriously, come on, he narcissist.
He created you.
He didn't create me, Jack, no. Dude, there were zombies around before George Romero. I love George Romero. I love everything he brought to the scene. I love everything he's done. I think he's a hell of a guy, dude, and all that other. But you're taking me away from 47 Ronin. But yes, all of that to him, kudos and bingos and whatever else. And you didn't get to meet him, dude.
No, I didn't.
He's not going to be around for much longer anymore. You got to get those in when you can.
I know.
So, 47 Ronin. Ronin. I hate that pronunciation thing going on there.
Ronin.
Ronin, that's what I said. And that's what I meant. And my monkey is nodding his head, yes, that's right. Okay, moving on. It's really good because it's very Japanese. And the whole storyline behind the Ronin is very Japanese. Culture, philosophy, art, everything. It comes across as almost pure Japanese movie. Which I was really surprised. I didn't think they'd really go there. The ending was like, oh, really? Good. Not a Hollywood ending. Awesome. Love it. I was really surprised. He is not the most... he doesn't dominate every scene that he's in, which is great. It's like he shares the screen page with everybody else. It's part of it. And that's what you're supposed to do in a movie and a story. You're not just the whole thing of the story. Kirsten Dunst. No, not Kirsten Dunst. What's the one? Who's the Twilight chick?
The log. Yeah, I don't like.
Yeah, the piece of wood. I don't like her. I don't like her. I'm sorry. I'm not going to even apologize for it too much. I just don't like her. But he shares the screen. He it takes extreme effort to portray the character he's playing because it's not a dominant role. It's a very subservient role that he is basically lowercased member of the family and is kind of shamed. But he becomes a really strong part of the story and a really strong part of the group of 47 Ronin, and they go on and have their story. And the whole, as soon as I saw the fox woman, I know this. Yes, and I do like Samurai Cat, but I'm not going there right now, Jack. The fox lady, the fox woman is a very strong Japanese myth as well. And it's like, that's cool. And I really want to say anything because there's a really good, strong part of the story that if I tell you the story part, it just ruins the ending, so I can't say anything much. But the fight sequences were well done. They were choreographed like I could believe everything in this movie the way it presented.
Mm-hmm.
So I highly recommend this movie to everyone.
I would say...
Okay, EW is trying to forget her name. Don't try and remind me. And same with you, Jack.
Jack beat me to it. I would say that pretty much any of his most recent films that he's been doing, because it seems like they all have been more based overseas.
Japanese is a language that everybody should learn because it's not that hard. Look at this gentleman's name. He's the other second guy in the movie. Hiroyuki Sanada. That's not hard to say.
Right.
And the character name he plays is Ushi. Not that hard to say.
Right.
Okay? So I like Japanese language because it's an easy language. I could learn that language. Domo!
Arigato.
No, I'm talking about the angry piece of poo that runs around chasing cats.
Oh.
You do know that's what Domo is, right?
No, I did not.
Yes, he's an angry piece of poo that goes around chasing and eating cats.
Okay.
You know the little fluffy brown things on the... It's popular everywhere right now. Japanese people's is crazy. Culture is crazy. Still love their splatter movies, though. Ain't gonna say that much. But you know what? Don't say chicken butt.
No, I wasn't thinking that. Nah, that's a little old.
I got my Wi-Fi connected to my lo-fi.
You do?
I got my lo-fi connected to my al-fi. I got my al-fi connected to my yo-yi. And I don't know where the hell else I'm going with that. But I think it's time to run some now.
Well, we shall roll that.
Thank you.
Que tú estás rica. Yo vengo a lo mío, la dejo confundida como un calor frío. Pásame la boca, que por el cigarrillo. Tú sabes que yo soy Armando Lío. Tú deja la muerta, que a ti te gusta fiesta y gozadera. No soy jundivo, pero mami, dame más mamadera. Aprende una vela. No soy Alejandro Fernando Roberto. Dile a Lady Gaga, yo soy Armando formando escándalo. Siento.
Yo quiero estar contigo. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Bum, 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 bum. Trae tu amiguita. Bum, 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 bum. Yo quiero estar contigo. Bum, 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 bum. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Mami, 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 oh.
Mira que tú estás rica.
Mira mami, yo vendo música. Yo no vendo sueños. La diferencia es que lo de ellos rentado y lo mío yo soy el dueño. Solo píate, espírate, dígate. Ya tú sabes pa' dónde party. Hace 6 meses llego de Cuba, ya tienes Ferrari. Ay mi madre, aprendo una vela. No soy Alejandro Fernando Roberto. Dile Lady Gaga, yo soy Armando formando escándalo, cierto.
Yo quiero estar contigo. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Bum, 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 bum. Trae tu amiguita. Bum, 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 bum. Yo quiero estar contigo. Bum, 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 bum. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Mami, 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 oh.
Mira que tú estás rica.
Noche, día.
Ella quiere su medicina.
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 Bum, 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 bum. Yo quiero estar contigo. Bum, 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 bum. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Bum, 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 bum. Trae tu amiguita. Yo quiero estar contigo. Bum, 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 bum. Tú quieres estar conmigo. Bum, 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 bum. Dale cosa rica. Mami, 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 oh.
Mira que tú estás rica.
Papá el americano. Well, I think that song finished as it was playing that way with a very sudden ending. But
I'm actually not 100% sure that is the actual ending.
No, see, this, you guys were talking about this in the chat room, about how that song was really popular on some Spanish channels and whatever.
Yeah, it's
and that's actually from a CD that I've had that's about 6 years old. That was also a dance mix version. So whatever version you guys might have heard, it's probably not that one. Because that one comes from a very specific type of trance and dance type of series.
I would really shock you with this, but
what?
No, it's actually the really common version that you just played.
Well, it's possible. I don't know. I didn't hear it before.
Right now, yeah. Here is, yeah, that one. That one's actually listed from the Ultra Dance 12. Is that
correct?
The CD? Yep. Yeah. they have other versions of it.
There's probably hundreds of versions of it. If it's that popular, playing on the different radio stations, I would be surprised if there wasn't.
Well, this one, there's another one that's out there. I mean, there's tons of versions out there. One of the groups that I was going to say, oh, here's the original version.
Pita, kitita pita.
No, I'll fade it here in a second so you know it's the same one. But
yes, I know. I already got the beat tone. I can't cut it out, though. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, there's another group that you should look up called Chino and Nacho.
Maybe. I will. Do you have any idea how many songs I have on my computer?
Probably nowhere close to what I have. I'm actually at a point where I have music galore stored on CDs now because I can't put any more on my computer.
Oh, I can always put more on the computer because, you know, there's this thing called external hard drives.
Yes, 3 terabytes worth of music already full.
Yeah, and so?
And still have CDs. And
daisy chain up to 44 drives, bro.
I know you can do that, but I mean, I've still got records, 45s and stuff in the garage that I need to transfer.
Blah. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah,
yes.
Blah, blah.
Including the first 45 of Nancy Sinatra.
These boots were made for walking, and yep. I'll walk right over you!
But you know, which I
you
have.
You have to hear the KMFDM versions of it. They have like 6 versions of it.
I had in my possession at one time one of the most unique records ever, which was a tube record. It was, you know, it wasn't, you know, the round
wax tube.
Yeah, it was an actual tube.
Mm, wasn't that the format that didn't work? Sorry, it worked out.
It worked, but it wasn't like a record. I mean, it's kind of, think of it like a 45, but just in a tube.
I know exactly what they were.
Yeah, and it worked that way, but it just wasn't as popular until, you know, as it was when they started going into the disc. So.
Well, that's just sucky bobo, isn't it?
It is. It is. Totally.
Yeah. So, I don't know what else we're going to talk about today, but I think I'm going to talk about random shit because that's what I like. So I'm really looking forward to Godzilla next week. Yeah.
I know. Did you see the new preview?
I'm not watching any more previews. I've seen 42 different trailers, and that's enough.
The new preview.
It doesn't matter because every single one I see, Bryan Cranston's in it, and he's crying. I'm going to laugh my ass off every time he's on screen.
You know, that is the one thing I have noticed. It's funny you say that.
I laugh my ass off because it's funny.
Why? The whole time. Why
it's against type.
Same one.
Because it's the pole playing a marketing thing against type. He's always known about the Breaking Bad character. Oh, I'm tough. I'm a mean guy. I do stuff. It's like, oh. But then they're going to show you in this movie, and it's like, he's crying because every single time he's turning around, his girlfriend or his daughter or somebody is like getting killed or pushed away. And he's like, no, you guys suck. Wah! And in the meantime, he's probably going to end up being the hero that saves everybody at the end of the movie.
That's what I've been thinking.
You know, it's running counter type.
It's that, or that is the only roles he's in, because in one of the previews I saw, he was not in it, and or not in that little portion, and this one guy turns and looks to this, you know, U.S. Army man, and who says, well, should we try to kill him? He's like, no, let him fight.
That's so, talking about Godzilla and the Mutu.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I think it's going to be one hell of a film.
It's going to be a freaking awesome film. I got to see it at the theater. That's why it's like, I got to see it at the theater.
Which, by the way, thanks to it coming to theaters, Netflix unlocked quite a few Godzilla movies. Not the garbage ones.
A whole bunch of the Godzilla movies are being released on Blu-ray and DVD as well, all of a sudden. All leading up towards the release of this one. Because there's a bunch of ones that have been hidden, like never before available on Blu-ray or whatever, that are now available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get them all!
I would love to, but I don't do Blu-ray.
I do. I love Blu-ray. Blu-ray, awesome. Blu-ray, more awesome than DVD, but I still get DVDs too, so whatever.
I do the DVDs.
Yes, Godzilla is on crystal meth in this movie. That is exactly. But yeah.
It looks, I think.
It's a fun movie. It's a popcorn movie. It's like, I don't care what they're doing. It's like there's a big giant monster going around trashing. Yeah.
Well, let's hope.
That's it.
Let's hope, though, that the previews aren't the best part of the whole film.
Well, it better not be.
Yeah, because I'm kind of, that is my fear.
No.
You know, I've seen this happen in the past.
I'm certain that's not the marketing scheme on this one. This one is chock full of, yes, let's tease your ass off. Tease it. Tease you. And let's get you a big bang. Because they were all super secret about the whole, hey, what's the Mutu? What is it? What is the creature that he's got to fight? Because you know he's going to fight something because it's a Godzilla movie. He's got to fight something. Ooh, we can't tell you what he's going to fight because then that spoils the surprise. So no. So but all they show you is a leg coming up over a corner.
No.
Oh, they also showed you the other part of the one thing as well, the flying one.
They showed it flying, yep.
Yeah, that's not Rodan, by the way.
No, I actually kind of was guessing with the version of Mothra, but...
Nope, it's not Mothra nor Rodan.
Hmm.
They came up with some new things for this movie.
Which now I'm going to have to put on my list the Godzilla movies tonight.
And yes, I would like to see a new Gamera movie as well. I really want to see a Rodan movie, to be honest. I liked Rodan. Rodan was one of my favorite creatures. Why? Because he flew.
Well, if this one proves to be successful, I hope they continue and kind of... bring more in.
Well, I don't know if you know or not, but there are other kaiju movies in the Godzilla series. There's a Mothra one, there's a Rodan one, there's a, the hell, was it Batra?
I remember watching them all.
There's like 30 of them.
Yeah, I think I've seen, including the crappy ones, I think I've seen every Godzilla movie there is.
I don't think so. There's no crappy ones. The hell are you talking about? Them's fighting wars, bro.
2000.
That movie never really happened.
Okay.
That's not really a Godzilla movie anyways. That's some kind of a weird American weird piece of giant lizard crap that kind of floats through the sea.
Right. Okay. See, that's why I said even the crappy ones.
Here, lizard.
That was the best part.
That was the best thing ever, that commercial for Taco Bell.
I think I need a bigger box.
Yeah. I love that commercial. And that stupid dog, even though I hated the stupid dog. But I love that stupid dog in that stupid commercial because it was funny. Boom, boom, boom. Sorry, that song's in my head. Now, we have
I did have a question for you.
What?
I did have a question for you.
The answer is 3.
No, maybe not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
On the list, the one is already started. One is on, next to be watched. American Psycho.
What?
Have you seen that one yet?
Movie? TV show?
Movie.
The original first movie with Bateman?
No, this one has the guy that played Batman. What's his name?
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Awesome movie.
I'm halfway into it. The only thing
you've never seen it yet and you're just watching it now?
I'm just, yeah.
Dude.
First of all, I think it's more for the chicks. It's directed more for the chicks because, you know, there's just...
Dude, that movie is for psychos.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. Well, okay. The next one on the list is American Mary.
Have you watched that?
Not yet.
Dude! I keep telling you about that movie. It's a great movie. Watch that freaking movie. It's awesome.
It's next on the list, so but I had to ask about the two because the reason I originally chose American Psycho was because I thought it was a take on, you know, Psycho itself.
No, it has nothing to do with Psycho the movie.
Yeah, no joke.
It's got to do with how about corporate America? I'm psychotic. But let's kill people.
What's the time error on this film? Because it looks like it's today's time, but he keeps doing stuff and saying stuff like it's still the 80s.
Yeah, he's stuck in the 80s.
Okay, that's what I I just they didn't explain that.
It's meant to be a anytime type thing within the last couple of decades or whatever. It's not supposed to be about a specific time period. It's just, yeah, this guy is like, well, he grew up watching TV, and that's what he's remembered as far as being good and bad. And yes, American Psycho was directed by a chick, if I remember correctly, too.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious since you get to see a lot of Christian Bale.
They liked him. He was a pretty boy.
And boy, yeah, it's the most nudity I've seen on him in a long time.
And it's probably the last nudity you'll ever see on him now that he's famous. This movie was done before he was famous. This was probably the movie that helped jettison him into famous land.
I wonder if he looks back at it and says, God, I can't believe I just did that.
I'm sure he's saying, I did that? Fuck yeah. Oh, that's me saying bad words. Whatever, moving on. Do-do-do-do-do. Okay, what else have we got to talk about?
Hey, you said random, so I went to the random moment.
Random's good. So we got Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is playing at theaters now. Jack said he liked it, so I'll probably watch it anyways.
It's funny you mention that because I caught a lot of reviews. I'm seeing
mixed reviews, yes and no. Yeah.
There was a huge article, well, not a huge article, but there was an article that really came out that it looked like whoever made this article was kind of mad at the people giving the bad reviews, because the article was saying, do you not get the point that they're trying to give the spinoff of the Sinister Six?
Sinister Six, not the Senator Six.
Did I say Senator?
You said the Senator Six. It's like, wait a sec, what the hell is a Senator Six? Yeah, you have six senators going around killing people? Probably, but...
film.
I might make that movie now, Senator Six.
Right?
That could be funny.
And there you go. The new In Hell series, Senators in Hell.
Wait, Senator Six. Who would be... We would have the Pulpit Banger... We would have the loudmouth raconteur. We would have the baby eater. We would have the Lady Thorn and Kingfisher. I could keep going with this. I might actually create this now.
Uh-oh. all from a... See, and you tell me I...
what? I am the key of random. It's all about me. Some things are best left to let go. Some things are best to held on. The difference is how much one helps versus how much one hurts. Choose to help, even if that help is only for oneself.
Right. The one review that I did see was a complaint about Rhino.
I don't want to see him as a... Yeah, see, that's probably going to be my complaint, too. It's like, he's some mecha cyborg guy. Eh.
Yeah, I kind of expected that.
I'm not really overly fond of Jamie Foxx's Electro. It's just, it looks wrong.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Not really overly fond of the look of Hobgoblin as well. It's like, he looks too young.
But his character, the one thing that I saw on it, how he got the image, is more of his face being distorted or something. It's not a mask.
Right.
So I was like, I don't recall it being that way, but okay. The funny thing about it is Jamie's character
poop.
They're comparing it to Schwarzenegger's character.
Yep, poop.
It's just
Mr. Freeze. I'm cold. I freeze you now. Where are your balls? They're being cracked over there in little tiny pieces. Ha.
Yeah, it was, and then they said...
No, he didn't really say any of that, but that's me paraphrasing and making fun.
Yeah, well, they said Jamie could have done without some of his little lines, and it would have made it better, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, I really have to leave it as a wait until I see it, say really if I'm going to have an opinion on it more than like, but just the brief snapshots that I've seen of it is like, really, I don't know. I like the way that the Spider-Man, the dude playing Spider-Man himself, I think he's awesome from what I've seen so far. I loved him in the first movie, thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. This movie's like, well, they're going to have better capability doing it, so I'm hoping it'll be better. Meh. If the characters feel right within themselves in the movie, then I'll probably be pleasantly surprised and happy to watch it. But if they feel off on their own internal logic, I'm going to say, sucked!
Well, the one other debate about it, which you and I knew already, and those who followed the comic book series knew what was going to happen.
Boom, boom, boom.
But the girlfriend's demise, spoiler if you don't know, is really caused an outrage. I was really shocked to see that. I was like, one of these people really don't know comics, do they?
No. Some people, well, if you think about it, the fact that this, it's all about numbers, it's all about numbers, it's all about numbers. Number of people reading comic books is declining. It's on the decline. It has been on the decline for a long time. Number of superhero comics being produced, published, and printed, and produced on the entire market is on the decline. What is increasing now is more reality-based comic books and comic books of a variety of nature on the alternative dark and gothic side, which don't have anything to do with superheroes. But the increasing capability of capacity of comic book companies in movies to express a story and a storyline is expanding due to the availability of technology and financial resources dedicated to this kind of environment. We are liking that. However, what it does mean is that if they're going to take comic book fan-based movies, which is why I'm hoping Guardians of the Galaxy is going to do super well, is that they can take and make a fan movie that works for the fans as well as making a big-budget movie like Spider-Man, which is going to appeal to a wide variety of people, even though they may not know anything about it. It's like, oh, look, it's a guy in tights and he can swing around, which is what originally is what the appeal for comic books in the first place when we were young.
Right. Well,
I said that, that really fast, too, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And I think this is where we're going to see a huge change, because I know how in the past we've talked about DC having the moral of the story type, you know, outline. I have a feeling this is where we're about to see the change, because in all reality, all the years that I've read the Superman, seen the Superman cartoons, comics, all that wonderful stuff, I just cannot believe a man who has super strength and punches the crap out of somebody does not kill him. So I think they're trying to bring reality into it. And
I was never a big Superman fan.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
DC's comics, Superman. Oh, okay. He's all powerful. No, wait. He's not all powerful. He's just mostly powerful. Oh, next weekend. Oh, now he's all powerful. Well, no, he's not all powerful, but he's not mostly powerful. He's more powerful than he was mostly powerful, but still not all powerful. Wait, can he be killed? No. Yeah. Then he's all powerful. No, not really. He can be hurt. But can he be killed?
Yes.
No. No, he can't be killed.
If he gets that kryptonite, yes, he can.
This is what I'm saying. How can you take the concept of kryptonite, okay, and alien yellow sun making you stronger, more powerful? As soon as you get off planet and walk away, powers evaporate? Should. The whole idea about Superman was like, so wrong! It doesn't work!
No, I agree, and
the science and the technology behind it is just pure vapor.
Right. Well,
little bits of it would work. Like, little bits of it I could buy into and believe into and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the larger part of it is like, no.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to put my little part in there so we can get that nice little debate.
Boom, 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 boom.
I know.
I'm watching the clock. I got at least another minute on the clock. Jeez! Wait, why do you? Oh, gotcha. Fine. Be that way.
Does somebody... Yes, Jack, we were talking about you playing the next character of Superman.
No, we were talking about Jack playing the next character of Gooberman.
Gooberman.
Gooberman and the Gooberettes. And the Gooberdoos and the Goobergids. So,
about Sherlock?
That is essentially the finishing point of where we're going to stop for today's show. We're going to continue at the exact same point next week, and we're going to continue with the debate on flowers versus animals versus zombies versus aquatic acrobatics. So everybody in the chat room and everybody listening in the various environments, thanks for joining us. Come on down, watch us on Facebook. Come on down, watch us on Twitter. Come on down, watch us on the whatever the heck that twinky dinky linky 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 pinky linky dinky sink dink thing that keeps going on in the entire social media network that everybody keeps going. It's like, hey, EW, thanks again once again for being on the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I think that will roll us on out with the rolling zombies.
I think that might be a second. Yeah.
A second.
Poof. Yeah. It's
there. Bada bang, bada bomb, bada yeah.
Boom, boom. Oh, sorry. Here you go.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.